ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपः कुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 21st चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द मोमेंट्स ऑफ द सन टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। सो दिस वर्स वी कैन नॉट रिसाइट इन रिस्पॉन्सिव वे, आई विल जस्ट रीड इट आउट। एवं ततो वारुणिम सौम्याम ऐन्द्रिम च पुनस्तान्य च ग्रहाः समाधयो नक्षत्रैः सह ज्योतिश्चक्रे संपयुज्यन्ति सह वा निम्लोचन्ति। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी द वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स। एवं इन दिस वे ततः फ्रॉम हियर फ्रॉम देयर वारुणिम टू द क्वार्टर्स वेर वरुण लिव्स सौम्याम टू द क्वार्टर्स वेर द मून लिव्स ऐन्द्रिम च एंड टू द क्वार्टर्स वेर इंद्र लिव्स पुनः अगेन तथा सो ऑल्सो अन्ये द अदर्स च ऑल्सो ग्रहाः प्लैनेट्स सोम आदय हेडेड बाय द मून नक्षत्र ऑल द स्टार्स सह विथ ज्योति चक्रे इन द सेलेस्टियल स्पीयर समभ्युद्यन्ति राइज सह अलॉन्ग विथ वा और निम्लोचन्ति सेट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफॉर्म बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation. From the residence of Yamaraj, the sun travels to Nimlochani, the residence of Varuna. From there to Vibhavari, the residence of the moon god, and from there again to the residence of Indra. In a similar way, the moon, along with the other stars and planets, becomes visible in the celestial sphere and then sets and again becomes visible. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 10.21, Krishna says, Nakshatranam aham Shashi, of stars I am the moon. This indicates that the moon is similar to the other stars. The Vedic literature informs us that within this universe there is one sun. which is moving. The Western theory that all the luminaries in the sky are different suns is not confirmed in the Vedic literature. Nor can we assume that these two luminaries are the suns of other universes. For each universe is covered by various layers of material elements, and therefore, although the universe is clustered together, we cannot see from one universe to another. In other words, whatever we see within this one universe, whatever we see is within this one universe. In each universe, there is one Lord Brahma, and there are other demigods on other planets, but there is only one sun. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nilitam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Svayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Swahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyesha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 21st chapter, which is entitled as The Moments of the Sun and text number 11. So, here we see Srila Prabhupada is writing the purport. Smashing the modern ideas of the universe and how the Vedic literatures won't come from that. Just like Srila Prabhupada is writing here, the Western theory that all the luminaries in the sky are different suns is not confirmed in the Vedic literature. For that he gives a quote that Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 21st verse that Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Though the scientist considers moon as a self-illuminated body, but from the Vedic literatures, we understand that moon is not so. He is not self-illuminated. He derives his illumination from sun. Of course, we know that sun also derives his illumination, illuminating power from Krishna. Because Krishna is the source of all energy, the all light, and from Brahma Jyoti, the sun receives that energy. And also sun is, you know, Surya Narayana himself, you know, Lord Narayana. So we see that, you know, from some few chapters, we are reading how this universal creation, you know, it is unfathomable, it is so great, you know. There is a mountain called, you know, Mount Sumeru, you know, which lengths and breadths are very much inconceivable for our tiny understanding. You know, it is completely made of gold. Can you imagine? We can't imagine. Because we know, you know, to make this, we have gold plating here on our altars. It takes so much of, you know, money to put this just gold leaping. It's not a solid gold, it is just a leaping paper, gold paper. Just to put that, it is so costly. You know, how much we have, so, and you know, after so many years, you know, here the devotees were able to do it because it is so costly. So when we hear about this Mount Sumeru, you know, which is completely made of solid gold and so huge, in millions of yojanas height, and its breadth is, diameter is, you know, also millions of yojanas, you know. Just on the top of Mount Sumeru, the Brahma's residence in the middle of that, you know, and the pivot of Sumeru, that is so huge. And in eight directions there are Ashtadikpalas, you know, eight principal demigods, and their residences are also made of completely gold. So it is completely inconceivable. You know, it completely smashes our ideas of understanding the, you know, Lord's creation. What to speak of, you know, whole material creation, you know, it's far away to understand the spiritual creation, you know, spiritual universes. Just one universe, universal description is going on, within which so many, you know, planetary systems are there. You know, there is Bhumandala itself is one planetary system. Like that, there are 14 planetary systems. So it is completely inconceivable for a tiny brain, human beings. Because the modern scientists, you know, modern educationists, they are very proud of their, you know, knowledge. So they speculate so many things. You know, it is like an ant trying to fathom the creation or the universe. You know, for example, if there is a tiny ant, say for example it wants to understand the universe, you know, from its childhood, from its birth, it starts on a yatra to go around the universe. How much within its lifespan, how much it can cover? Not even, you know, half of Bombay, or, you know, just this part of Bombay, Juhu. It can't. Because before it reaches its destination, it might get, you know, stepped by, down by somebody. Similarly, the scientists, they are trying to understand the universal arrangement, creation, but, you know, they cannot fathom simply. Because they don't have this knowledge. So we see how the scientists, you know, they try to go to moon, you know. But as we know, Srila Prabhupada's simple, with his simple faith, he explained that moon is farther away than the sun. Far away than the sun. Because the Sunday comes before Monday. The sun is nearer than the moon. Like that, Srila Prabhupada simply he explained that. Because devotee's faith, it is very simple. It depends, because they are dependent on Krishna. We see that, how inconceivable are the potencies of the Lord. What to, speak of whole universe or all His potencies. We see that how, a small tiny particle of atom. We have so much energy invested in that. We have atom bombs producing huge, huge energy. Destructive energy, of course. We can use it as constructive also. But mostly they are using it for destruction. Such a destruction is can cause such a small particle of an atom. So Krishna says, or the Brahma Samhita it is said, Anda antarastu paramanu cheyantarastam. That Krishna is present in every atom. That is where that energy is derived. It's the presence of Krishna. Just like in the body, the presence of the soul gives it its energy, its life, activity, everything, the consciousness, that is which is carrying, this body. Otherwise this is dead matter, made of material elements. So similarly we see that, how Krishna's energy is moving everything. Only devotees can see that Krishna is moving everything. In Mahabharata we see that Arjuna, after Krishna's departure, actually he goes to Dwaraka and he was bringing back Krishna's wives to Hastinapur just to, protect them. Not Hastinapur, the Indraprastha, the Pandavas' capital. So that time, just a few infidel cowherd men, they come and they defeat Arjuna and they take away the Krishna's wives. Then when he comes back, to Yudhishthira Maharaj, already Yudhishthira Maharaj is seeing so many bad omens, and he asks, he sees Arjuna, he has completely become, dejected. His complex and has become completely white, dull. Then he asks, what happened, Arjuna? He asks many questions that, what is the reason for this? So then he says, there the Arjuna explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj that since Lord Keshava is not with me now, that is why this situation is like this. I have the same Gandiva bhav. I have the same chariot. I have same horses. But I am, not that just all these my paraphernalia are the same as they were there before. But I am same Arjuna. But, I am like, just, fire, ashes without any fire. Or just a creation of magic, magic wand, what a magician creates, it doesn't really exist. Like that, my situation has become. All my energy has gone away. All my energy has gone away. I don't have any potency now. Because he realizes that due to Krishna, that his energies. He was deriving all his potencies, all that power, all that, chivalry, all that bravery, all the things what Arjuna could do, going to the higher planets, even fighting with Lord Shiva, pleasing him, getting Pashupati Astra, all those things, whatever we see Arjuna's parakramas, he could achieve only because of the presence of Krishna or recognizing Krishna. When somebody is empowered by Krishna, then like they can do anything. We see devotees, you know, we see the example of Srila Prabhupada. How Srila Prabhupada, within just a span of 10 to 11 years, he built, you know, 108 temples all over the world. At an advanced age of 70, he left. No, we can't think, you know, what we will be like at 70, you know, whether we will achieve that age also. That's doubtful. So, we see how it, you know, Krishna's just empowerment can achieve so many things. Then what to speak of Krishna? But if somebody doesn't recognize the energy of Krishna, they cannot do anything. Just like, for example, Srila Prabhupada's, I was just reading one Srila Prabhupada's commentary, one actually conversation, in which Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, these scientists, they cannot understand, because they do not accept the potency of Krishna, they think that this whole universal creation is just made out of, you know, few stones and sand like that. You know, they went to even moon. So they went to moon, but they could not find anything there. They just came back with one piece of, you know, stone, and they said that it is not inhabitable, there is no atmosphere there, all those things. But Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, moon, he is the, you know, demigod of rasa. You know, he gives all the plants and vegetables the taste in that, whatever rasa, the, you know, taste we have in vegetables and plants, that is given by the moon, that is derived from the moon. So how the moon himself cannot have vegetation? Srila Prabhupada's question. And also, to get that one stone, you know, one sandstone or something, stone from the moon, they spent so many millions of dollars, billions of dollars. So whom to believe? Whether to believe these, you know, scientists, or whether to believe in Krishna, who is the supreme authority. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam vraja aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshayishyami masucha. Just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all the calamities, all the sinful reactions. So if we surrender to Krishna, then we can fathom his creation, we can understand in truth. But if we don't, then, you know, what the scientists say, this world is just, you know, they think that, you know, asatyam apratistam te jagad ahuranirshvaram aparaspara sambhutam kim manyat kamahitukam. This world is just created, you know, out of nowhere, and it has no controller. Anishwaram. It has no controller. There is no God in existence. And they say that, you know, kim manyat kamahitukam. It is only meant for our sense gratification, nothing else. So, but this world is meant for self-realization, to know Krishna. This world is meant to understand the Krishna's inconceivable potencies and go, get out of here. Krishna, we see, you know, why Sukadeva Goswami here, he is explaining, you know, all these aspects of creation, different planetary systems. He would have directly told, you know, nice pastimes of the Lord, you know, from 10th canto, directly Damodara Leela, he would have told. But why he is telling here, these all creations? By seeing this, by understanding these, one creation of the Lord, one universe, then we can see how great is Krishna. You know, if we understand the greatness of Krishna, then we become, you know, lover. It becomes very easy to love Krishna. You know, because everybody loves great personalities. Because we cannot understand Krishna with our tiny brains, just as we see in the example of Lord Brahma. Brahma, he has four heads. You know, he is also one of the name is of Brahma is Mahamana. He has a greater mind. It's a great, big mind. He is one of the foremost thinkers of this universe. So he is a creator of this universe. Still, when he saw Krishna with simple yogurt and, you know, some rice in his hand in Vrindavan, he could not understand. But everybody is saying he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he could be? You know, he is eating the juta from one of the cowherd boys' mouths. How he could be a Supreme Personality of Godhead? When we have to offer Lord Krishna something, or when Brahma, Indra, they have to offer Lord Krishna something, the higher planet systems, they chant Purusha Sukta, you know. Lord is Yajna Bhuk, you know, he accepts only remnants of Yajna. He is a Yajna Pati. But how he is eating like this? Lord Brahma also becomes bewildered, and he comes, he steals all the cowherd boys and, you know, all the calves. That time, again, Brahma returns within one moment of his, which is by our earthly calculation, one complete year. He comes and sees again, you know, here when he comes and sees Krishna is there, his cowherd boys are there, all the cows are there. And he goes to the place where he had hid this cowherd boys and the cows. There he sees again, they are again, the same set are there. Then again he becomes more bewildered. Then he understands that, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I committed a great blunder by going to test Krishna. So he comes before Lord Krishna and, you know, he touches all his foreheads to the ground and offers his obeisances. He starts offers prayers. And Krishna, you know, as a cowherd boy, he is just, you know, he is not seeing Brahma only. Such a great, big personality has come. He is just neglecting him. He is just, you know, searching for his cows and cowherd boys. And Krishna becomes, you know, Brahma becomes, you know, he was more dejected, because when somebody, you know, somebody does something, even if somebody is wrong, if a higher authority, they chastise him, then okay, they are recognizing his, you know, his existence. Or if they, you know, at least when somebody does some good thing, if they praise him, that devotee, then, you know, he is recognized. But when somebody is neglected, you know, that is more worse than being chastised or recognized. So that was the position of Lord Brahma, who is the, you know, head of this universe, one universe. Because, you know, Brahma was thinking, I am so great. Krishna wanted to humble him. So what we are, the tiny creations of Brahma, you know, in comparison with Brahma and Krishna. You know, even Brahma is very tiny, our Brahma, because this universe is just 4 billion yojanas in diameter. Our Brahma has 4 heads. So, when actually one time in Dwaraka, when Krishna was in Dwaraka, Brahma wanted to meet Lord Sri Krishna. So he goes to Dwaraka, one of the palaces, and there the doorkeeper goes inside and tells, you know, informs Lord Krishna that Lord Brahma has come. So Lord Brahma, then Krishna asks the doorkeeper, which Brahma has come? Then the doorkeeper asks which Brahma he is. Then doorkeeper comes outside and he asks Brahma, Lord Krishna is asking that which Brahma you are. First of all, you know, Brahma's forehead starts reeling, you know. Then he, you know, cools down himself and he says, that go and tell Krishna that, you know, the Brahma with four heads had come, you know, who is born from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So then he goes, the doorkeeper goes and tells, you know, Krishna that the four-headed Brahma has come. Then he, you know, Brahma is allowed inside, he goes there and he goes and bow down before Lord Krishna. And there is a tumultuous sound of, you know, millions of heads, the crowns going down at the lotus feet of Krishna and, you know, crashing to the ground. And Brahma, you know, gets up after offering his obeisance and prayers to Lord Krishna, says that there are many Brahmas. The Brahma, there is a Brahma with, you know, 8 heads, there is a Brahma with 16 heads, there is a Brahma with 32 heads, like that. There is a Brahma with 4,000 heads, there is a Brahma with million heads. When he sees that, then he understands his position, that he is, you know, such a tiny living entity. So like that, within this universe there is one sun. So the Krishna's creation is unlimited. Now material creation, which is just the 1/4 of the total creation, it is such an unlimited that there are millions of universes and there are millions of suns in other universes. But at the max, our vision can, you know, go till only one universe. We can see only one sun. That is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining in these purports. Because we see that Krishna's potencies are unlimited. Just Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is just an amsha of Lord Krishna. And from his bodily force, you know, with one exhalation, millions of universes are coming out. No. Just in the form of perspiration. And when he just inhales, millions of universes all are going again, merging into his body. Such is the form of one Mahavishnu, who is just part and parcel of Krishna. So we can understand the glories of Krishna. Now, how great he is. So, Sukadeva Goswami here is narrating the description of this universe, the moments of the sun, just, who is just one eye of Krishna. It is such huge, such great, that such Krishna, he is eager for us to come back home, back to Godhead. And we can eternally play with him, enjoy with him, eat lunch with him. That privilege we have. So, what greater thing we can expect or fathom or can dream of? So, when we understand this greatness of Krishna, then it becomes easy for us to love Krishna, to engage in his devotional service. So, in that vision, we should understand this descriptions of this, you know, planetary systems, movement of the sun, whatever. Then we can easily, you know, love Krishna. For devotees, it is very easy to love Krishna, you know, because they are completely, they have faith on Krishna. You know, we see in that story of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, once, you know, he was he comes to a stone town where he meets a Brahmana who was a devotee of Krishna. And he asks Narada Muni that, where are you coming from, Narada Muni? Then he says that, where are you going, Narada Muni? He says that, no, I am going to Vaikuntha. So he says, please accept, you know, offer my obeisance to Narayan and just see that what Narayana was doing there. So then he goes and, you know, he meets one cobbler who was sitting under a vatavraksha banyan tree, and He meets him and you know he very humbly offers his obeisance to Narad Muni and he asks, you know, where you are going. He says, Vaikuntha. Then he tells that, no, please ask the Lord that when I will go back home, back to Godhead. Then, okay, I will ask this question to Narayan, and you know, Narad Muni goes and he goes to Vaikuntha and he asks Lord Narayan that I met two of your devotees while coming to Vaikuntha. They told that, you know, they asked similar question to be asked to you, that the Brahmana and the cobbler, they were asking that when will they come back to your abode, Vaikuntha. Lord Narayana replies that, you know, that Brahmana will take millions of more lives to come back to Godhead. But that cobbler will come at the end of this life. Narada Muni was surprised and he asked, how come? You know, he is a cobbler and he is a Brahmana. Then he says, Lord Narayan tells, you know, Narada Muni that when you go back to their place, you tell them, when they will ask a question, that, you know, Narada Muni, what Narayana was doing, then you tell them what I was doing. So he comes back and, you know, he meets a Brahmana and Brahmana asks, so did you meet Lord Narayana in the Vaikuntha? Narada Muni says, yes. Did you ask my question to Lord Narayana? Yes. What was the answer? Lord Narayana said that it will take millions of births for you to come to his abode. Oh, what nonsense. I am such a sick Brahmana, I am such a great devotee. Every day I do so many, my saligram worship, this, that, you know, my mantra, my puja, everything. You know, it means that definitely you have not, you know, means, then, okay, one more thing I left out. That he asked that what Narayana was doing. Then he says that, you know, you have not gone to Vaikuntha only. He challenges, you know, Narada Muni that you have not gone to Vaikuntha. Suppose, you know, you confirm me that you have gone to Vaikuntha, what Narayana was doing when you went to Vaikuntha. And then Lord Narada Muni says that the Lord was passing an elephant through eye of a needle. Then Brahmana says that, you know, now I can understand that you never went to Vaikuntha. How Lord Narayana can pass an elephant through the eye of a needle? You know, I can understand that you never went to Vaikuntha. He says that. Then Narada Muni understands that why Lord Narayana told this. That, you know, the Brahmana will take millions of births to come to his abode. Then he goes to the cobbler. And again the cobbler, you know, he is very humbly offering obeisances to Narada Muni and he is telling that what Narayana was doing. No, did you ask my question that, cobbler, you know, when he will come, when I will go back to God? Narada Muni replies that immediately after this lifetime you will go back to God. Oh, I am so grateful, the Lord is so merciful, even though I am such a low born, I am not qualified, still my Lord is, you know, Achyuta, he is infallible, you know, he is always merciful to his devotees, he is a Bhakta Vatsala, you know, he is taking me also back to God after this lifetime. So he asked, please narrate me some, you know, pastimes of the Lord, what he was doing when he went to Vaikuntha. You know, how we see that, you know, attitude of these devotees. And the Narada Muni narrates that, you know, when I went to Vaikuntha, Lord Narayana was passing an elephant through an eye of a needle. So, you know, this cobbler, he becomes very ecstatic. He starts dancing. Oh, how wonderful is my Lord. My Lord's activities are always glorious. He is so wonderful. He can do anything. He has such an incontestable potency. Like that he starts, you know, glorifying the Lord and start dancing. And seeing this, you know, Narada Muni was surprised. How great faithful he was. How, you know, what gives him such a great faith? And he stops that, you know, cobbler in the ass. No, what gives you the faith that, you know, that Lord Narayana can pass an elephant through eye of a needle. Oh, then he explains to Narada Muni that, no, see, I am sitting under this banyan tree. And this banyan tree has millions of fruits. And there are thousands, lakhs of fruits. And each fruit of banyan tree contains, you know, n number of seeds. And in each seed, there is such a huge banyan tree is hidden. If Lord can hide or place and such a huge tree within this tiny seed of, you know, within this tiny seed, then he can also pass an elephant through a eye of a needle. So such was the faith of this cobbler. So for a faithful, you know, it is very easy to cross beyond this all the universes. But for an unfaithful, they have to take again and again birth within this universe. They cannot pass through all these elements because the universe is covered with all the gross and subtle elements, seven layers, you know. The first layer is made of earth, which is gross, you know, and the thickness of this layer is the distance of the antariksha, that is the space. And each subtle layer, you know, earth, water, fire, air, like this, each different subtle layer goes on increasing 10 times the measurement of the previous layer, that is earth, then 10 times of water, like that. To cross this universe is not materially possible. It's only possible by the mercy of Krishna. And only a faithful devotee of the Lord can cross beyond it. And nobody else. The unfaithful have to take birth again and again in this material world. Because we are never the controllers. We are always controlled. In any situation of life we take. No. It depends on us whether we choose to be controlled by Maya and dancing on the strings of three modes of material nature, or whether we want to be controlled by Krishna dancing as puppets in His love and compassion. If we accept Krishna as unbelievable, then we can understand His activities, we can believe His activities. If we accept Krishna as inconceivable, then we can conceive or understand His activities. Otherwise, we cannot. So, we have to accept this Achintya Shakti of the Lord. Then only we can cross beyond this material covering. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, please forgive me, there are so many senior devotees and if there are any mistakes. And if anybody has any comment or question, Hare Krishna. No, this is a universal covering, not a earthly covering. It is a universal covering I was speaking of. The 14 planet systems are within this universe, and above this universe is a universal covering. That is, you know, 10 times greater than the each subtle element. And the first covering is of the thickness of the space, antariksha. That some figure is given in the Bhagavatam, that how many millions of yojanas it is. So that is one universe.
And when the demigods, they face some problems in the heavenly planets, so will they go to this Meru, these things, what you explained, that there is a golden mountain where the Brahma is staying there, So they are approaching this Brahma or demigods, or there is a navel sprout and from there is a lotus coming. So on the lotus...
Actually in the Prabhupada, the Prabhupada, you know, he mentions that one of the Prabhupada's previous Prabhupada's I was reading, that Brahma Loka is on the that Mount Sumeru. They must be approaching there, according to that. Brahma Loka is situated there. But also, you know, there is a description that, you know, these eight demigods, and Mount Sumeru, the peak is the plat, and the eight demigods places in the Ashtadikpalas, even the Indra, and they are all situated there in eight directions. That is one thing. And there is another understanding that, you know, Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha, like that, you know, Swargaloka, which is the abode of Indra, and there is abode of Brahma, which is the highest planet. So there's two different descriptions are there, and you know, it is difficult to reconcile. And also in one of the conversations, Srila Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada says that, you know, it is very difficult to, it is, somehow we have to present this, you know, because he was speaking to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhakti Chaur Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, some devotees were there with him. That is also in 1977 April, in Juhu only, he was telling about the planetary, Vedic planetarium. That time, he was telling that it is not possible to completely, you know, defect it. But we have, we'll give direction and we have to conceive it. And, you know, show the people some model. So there are, you know, even in devotees there are differences. You know, there is Dhanavir Maharaja's one version and Sadaputra Prabhu's version was little different. Like that, you know. So it is little different, difficult to reconcile. But this we can use to understand the greatness of Krishna and to love him.
That's thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
And if somebody knows the reconciled version, please enlighten us. Prabhuji.
As you said, that there are many universes. So in each universe, Earth, planet must be the Earth. And there the humans may be there. So when humans reach Goloka, is it the only our Earth planet or the Earth planets of other universes also?
So as we understand that Krishna is pastimes are eternal, Nitya Leela. You know, he is performing his pastime. Now, just like sun, you know, we are discussing about the movements of the sun. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that in the, it is discussed in this previous verses, that when it is midday here in Bombay, there is somewhere there is a midnight. You know, when it is 12 past 1 in the afternoon, it is 12 past 1 in the midnight somewhere. Similarly, Krishna's pastimes are, you know, eternally going on in different planets. So, maybe Krishna is not present personally in this universe now. He had come 5,000 years back. But now his pastime is going on in another universe. Another pastime is going on. Like that, this, from all the universes, there will be souls who will be going back to Godhead. Not only from our universe or our earth. It's from all the universes. You know, we see in the pastime of, you know, Vasudeva Datta also, when he requests Lord Chaitanya to completely forgive all the jivas, all offenses, everything, free them from all karma and take them back to Godhead and give me the suffering. Lord Chaitanya explains that, you know, because of your pure desire, Krishna immediately can, you know, empty one universe, or send all the universes, one universe is living entity is completely Goloka Vrindavan. At the same time, he can again fill with the other jivas, this universe, and without giving reactions to you. That is the inconceivable potency of Krishna. And it is going on in all the universes. He sent every earth planet in different universes.
So our 14 loka is 25% of the, our 14 loka is just the one-fourth of the Vaikuntha planet size.
Not just the 14 planet system, it is one universe, there are millions of universes. Whole material creation is one-fourth of the spiritual creation.
Oh, okay, thank
whole
you.
Of, not just one universe.
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna. We'll take a last question.
Hello. Hello, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Ye 84 lakh yoniya,
it's not clear.
Hello. Ye 84 lakh yoniya hai, ye sabhi brahmand mein ek jaisi hoti hai ya alag alag kism ki?
Yeah, there are 84 lakhs of species in each universe and they are present everywhere. Soul, mainly the small soul transmigrates in sabhi योनियों में सोल जो आत्मा जो है वो घूमता रहता है और सब जगह है सर्वगत स्थान और भगवद गीता में भगवान कहते हैं तो ये आत्मा है सर्व जगह है और उनको 84 लाख प्रकार की योनियां प्राप्त होती ग्रंथराज श्रीमद
भागवत वन कमेंट ऑन अनिरुद्ध प्रभुस question and your response there. In one of those books of Danveer Maharaj, in the frontispiece, there is a picture, and down there is a conversation of Prabhupada with his senior disciples, and there they are asking this about considering the this Mount Meru and the two different ways you explained that they cannot be reconciled on the construction. Prabhupada was asked about this, and he said, "I am not expert. I am layman, I cannot accommodate." Then they ask in response, "But Prabhupada, you wrote those." Then he said, "No, that one Krishna he manufactured." Prabhupada, he's like this. And I am expert, I am layman, I am not expert, I cannot accommodate.
Krishna can Hare manufacture anything. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Chandra Prabhu ki jai.